Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up in just a little bit, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all of our regular Friday morning features. And after 4 o'clock, it's Fly Jams Friday, where you hear some of the best R&B. And we start off your weekend on a funky note with some great classic R&B from all time periods. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can also send your text to 312-981-7200. Follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show, but the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. Like us right now. It's real easy. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And like us. It is Esmeralda's birthday. Hi, Esmeralda. Happy birthday.
Hi, thank you.
I just sent you a video.
You did.
I don't know if you can describe it.
It's a cat, and it's its birthday.
Yeah.
And then its little cat friends all have their paws up on a table because what else are you going to do when you're going to sing happy birthday?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of cats at a little teeny table. There's
a little cake
with a candle in it. And the cat whose birthday it is has a lovely little hat on.
I'm amazed that those cats have some, I'm amazed that they're not jumping at that cake.
It's 30 seconds long, this video.
Yeah, but still.
And they don't even move. They don't move. I mean.
My cat hears like food noises.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like running at me.
Absolutely. Well, that's how I picture your birthday party later.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
You
and some cats.
You with a hat on, surrounded by cats. With their paws on a table.
All the feral cats in the neighborhood.
They'll just come over and hang out.
Exactly, yeah. We all have a party.
Okay, so now you know that we had the bracket battle here at WGN.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody at WGN filled out their brackets for the NCAA tournament. And Dan, you did a bracket, correct? You did okay? Did you do okay?
I did all right, but do you know who did excellent?
Who
finished like within the top 100?
Who?
Birthday girl Esmeralda Leon.
Esmeralda, you were in the top 100?
Yeah, I ranked 20. I mean, a bunch of people ranked 20, but, you know.
Wow.
I was up there. Yeah, I picked the winner, Villanova.
Now, was this knowledge on your part?
Nope. I was just like, I like the name.
So you just, wow, okay.
Apparently, they had one since, like, the 80s. I'm like, wow, cool.
That's, okay. All right. Well, there you go. And now, I also filled out a bracket, which I've never done before. As I've stated before on the show when we were talking about how you know, the contest, because there were great prizes involved. If you, the listener, filled out the, you know, your brackets, there was some really incredible prizes. It was a fantastic contest. We were telling people that they needed to join and do the contest and fill out the brackets. So I did one for the first time ever. And as I've mentioned before, I've never once seen an entire college basketball game.
Ditto.
Never.
No.
You know, I've been in bars when they've been on, and, you know, they've been on in the background, but I've never, ever watched an entire college basketball game in my life. And I know that you've not done the same. I have to say this, though. So I filled out my brackets, and there is a video that you can see at WGNradio.com, and Dan, you're going to put it up on our Facebook page. If you go to our Facebook page, you can see it. You have the results of the brackets that were out. And there is a fish that is a part of the Ro Khan show. It's Ro's fish, right?
It was a gift from the newsroom, I believe, to the Ro Khan show.
It was a gift from the newsroom to the... And what's the...
Carnarvon.
Carnarvon,
like,
is...
Like Ro Khan's Carnarvon way.
Okay, Carnarvon. Okay, so Carnarvon is the name of the fish. And he lives in the newsroom. And we've all seen the fish. Vic is hanging out with him right now. And Esmeralda used to hang out with him on a nightly basis.
Right. I like to put my finger on the glass and then run it around and see if he chases it.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he is. He's
very alert.
Carnarvon. So Carnarvon is a fish. And he filled out brackets as well. So Carnarvon, they had a little way of figuring out how he was going to pick each team. So they wrote the names of the schools on different pieces of paper, and whichever one Carnarvon swam towards, that's the one that he was picking. So that's how they filled out the brackets. So, and it's a fish. I just want to make sure that everybody understands this is a fish.
Hey, what's that animal that guesses the Super Bowl every year?
They have all kinds of animals that do that, don't they?
Yeah, there's one that guesses it every
time. Every single year.
So don't underestimate the animals.
Oh, I'm not underestimating. So Knarble did his little thing, swum toward the name of the school that he liked most. They put those all down the brackets. So a fish filled out brackets and finished 5 points higher than me.
Well, also, big NCAA fan.
Well, that's the thing. Me and Kevin Richter, who is the producer of Bill and Wendy's show, we tied below a fish. So Kevin and I did worse than a fish did at picking out the college basketball tournament. So they made a video that you can see at WGNRadio.com. I'm featured in it explaining, you know, I'm actually in the newsroom talking with the fish. And they interviewed Kevin Richter, about why we, the two of us, did worse than a fish in picking our winners for the brackets. So the video is up right now. You can see it at WGNRadio.com, and you can also go to our website and watch it. It's pretty funny. And it's right now it's on our Facebook page. So I would encourage you to go and check it out, and you can see my explanation, like me actually explaining with the fish in the room, in the newsroom, explaining why I didn't do as well as a fish. And you can see Kevin Richter's explanation as well. They talked to both of us. So check out this video. It's on our Facebook page right now and on our website, WGNRadio.com, and Dan has posted it on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/NickDShow. And like us while you're there, Facebook.com/NickDShow, so that you can see the video, which has all of the results of the bracket tournament and the explanation as to why Kevin and myself did worse than the damn fish.
Do you know who won?
No.
I think there was a company prize.
Oh, for us?
Yeah. Oh. That's what I heard.
Well, rumor. Do we know, Dan, do we know who turned out on top in terms of WGN?
Mike Steven.
What?
Man, that really was him. Darn.
Broham won?
He was number 9. I'm looking at it right now. 80 points. I'm so close. 5 points off.
Yeah, I had 24. The fish had 29. That's what I'm saying. Me and Kevin, 24 points. A fish had 29.
Well, the fish went to Villanova, so
that's
he had to pick his team.
That's what it was. Yeah, bro. I didn't know Broham won, Dan.
Broham probably had little Mikey just poke his finger.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, again, babies and animals.
Did you have Emily pick yours?
No, I should have.
See, you would have won. You know, because your kid's better than Mike's kid.
Baby brewing water.
I will only say yes because she is a girl.
Oh, man. Okay, I didn't know Broham won. What a jerk. He's got a radio show here, though, that you should listen to. And he'll probably expound on that for 5 hours.
Yeah, apparently he was too busy celebrating his win to send us a rundown this week.
Yeah, like he was too busy to send a rundown so that we can plug his show. So that we can do the favor of plugging his show on my highly rated radio show. Jerk. Yeah, he's still out partying right now. Villanova! Yeah, I had 80 points! Did he win anything? Was there a prize for him?
I believe there was an internal cash prize.
Oh, man.
That we cannot mention because I think it's against the law.
Oh. Wow.
I was so close in like some of my picks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I picked Virginia to go against Villanova.
Honest to God, I don't have no idea what I picked. I don't remember. I don't know.
I only know because I started, because I was like, wow, I might do well in this thing. So yeah. I started paying attention.
Yeah. When I checked, the one time I checked, I was in like 975th place. I went, yeah, I'm not going to check anymore.
No, I was, yeah, I was wavering too. At one point I was 400 something.
Yeah. So I just want everybody to know that a fish did better than me. And I'm not talking about Abe Vigoda. I'm talking about an actual fish in a fishbowl swimming around.
Although it is a news fish, and it's very close to sports, so it probably could hear things.
I do give a little bit of an explanation as to maybe the fish had some knowledge.
The fish didn't talk for himself.
No, yeah, he tried, but I shut him up right away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So if you want to see the video of me and the fish who beat me, go to WGNRadio.com, but also check it out on our Facebook page and like it. Facebook.com/NickDShow. All right. So that's the explanation for that, and that video is up right now on our Facebook page, so you need to check it out. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And when we come back, I'm going to, on your birthday here, give you suggestions for 10 modern variations on macaroni and cheese, because I still feel really bad about your childhood experience with macaroni and cheese.
You blame my mom. I think she still does that, too. She still makes those noodles.
Still
She's
just
like nothing.
Makes the rigatoni. And grates cheese over it, and that's it.
And cooks it, of course, like melts it.
It melts it a little bit.
But it just gets all dried up.
Right.
And weird.
Okay. Well, I have some macaroni and cheese for you that would make your birthday a little better.
I should really just give her these recipes.
I'll hand you the. I got them right in front of me. I'll give them to you afterwards.
Tell her what's what.
Yeah. All right. All right. We're going to take a break. I think this is one of my favorite sort of generic Fly Jams bumps that you play. Because I let you... Is there a credit on that one, Dan?
Mary J. Blige.
What? Oh, it's Mary J. Blige. I don't know that. How
what
am I going to know? I don't know. How am I going to know that?
You know Mary J.?
No. I mean, I know of her.
Man, Real Love.
Oh, that yeah, song. I guess. Is that what that song was?
No, that was a different. That was No More Drama, but the song Mary J. Blige, Real Love.
Right. I think I know it. I don't know.
What?
I know she's a strong woman. That's all I know. Damn it, she's a strong woman. So, hi! Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. All of our regular features are coming up. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, coming up immediately later. That makes a lot of sense. It's Esmeralda Leon's birthday. She's 18 today.
22. So she's going to go out and celebrate.
All right.
There you go.
That's right. All right. And I have a, you know, it's Esmeralda's birthday, and Esmeralda did not have a very good macaroni and cheese childhood. Did not, like everybody else on the planet, grow up with the blue box Kraft macaroni and cheese, but had some very strange macaroni and cheese that her mom put together. So, Esmeralda, here's some modern variations in the world of mac and cheese.
Okay.
That you should try and share with your mother. Macaroni and cheese stuffed jalapeno poppers wrapped in bacon.
Oh.
That sounds appealing, doesn't it?
Yes, please.
There's not much to describe about this recipe from Carrie B. at Bakeaholic Mama. Bakeaholic Mama? She wrestles for the WWE, I think. You don't want the juice on your hands because you'll eventually touch your eyes, nose, and mouth, and it will burn. Well, that's a general lesson for anybody dealing with peppers. Just reading the title, macaroni and cheese stuffed jalapeno poppers wrapped in bacon, makes everybody hungry. So that's that. All right, have you ever tried deep fried mac and cheese?
Maybe. No. No, I have not.
You may have seen the deep fried mac and cheese, which, by the way, is on a stick at your local festival. And you can make it at home. The secret is to freeze the prepared mac and cheese so it will keep its shape long enough to deep fry. So there you go. Freeze some mac and cheese, cut it into some cubes, and then stick it in the deep fryer and shove it in your mouth. Mac and cheese pie. You're making a very strange face, Esmeralda.
That just does not sound appealing.
Well, I don't think there's going to be, you know, meringue on it. I think you can have savory pies.
Right. It just seems too much bread.
Here's
pasta
what it says.
And then the dough.
Just Jen shows us a variation of baked macaroni and cheese with the addition of a delicious pie crust. It's your choice whether to make the crust from scratch or just use a pre-prepared crust. So you basically make your mac and cheese. you pour it into a crust and you stick it in the oven for 5 minutes. No, longer. I would have guessed longer than 5 minutes.
Well, you just got to bake the crust.
Right.
The dough.
Get a little.
It seems too much.
Yeah,
too
but
much
you get that.
Dough.
But you'll get that nice. Well, you can always bake your macaroni and cheese without the crust and get that nice crunch on top. That burned, you know, the nice Bernie cheese.
No.
Bernie cheese. He's running for president, isn't he?
Yeah. Don't you put stuff on top to make it crispy? Is that not a thing?
Yeah. You can put like breadcrumbs on top, or
right.
You know, you can put Parmesan cheese because that, you know, like the dried Parmesan cheese in the green can, you can put that on there. And that'll crunch up. How about this? This sounds great to me. Waffled macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
This sounds great. You can't exactly have mac and cheese and put it in a waffle maker because you don't have enough boiling water. However, waffleizer is a way to dress up your leftover mac and cheese with the aid of a waffle iron. Chill it, bread it, and mash it into a hot waffle iron for a completely different dish. I like that idea.
I own a waffle iron. I really should use it.
I know. You talked about how much you love your... Wait a minute. You talked about your waffle iron with loving adjectives.
No, it was the... when I had a Foreman.
Oh, the Foreman... Oh, yeah, that's right. And, yeah, you used the Foreman grill to make waffles. Did
no.
you? No. No?
I made paninis.
Paninis. Well, paninis...
You smush it down and...
Yeah. All right, macaroni and cheese sushi rolls. Making sushi rolls out of macaroni and cheese is a presentation trick that contains no fish or rice, but it will impress your dinner guests. Dan at Food in My Beard. What? You going to trust that guy? Yeah, I got food in my beard. Here's a recipe. He developed the technique using boxed mac and cheese, taco meat, and sriracha sauce. And then he rolls it up.
In what?
I don't know. It doesn't say. His beard.
I
think
oh,
he,
no.
think he rolls it up in his beard. Mac and cheese grilled cheese. Now, this is going to be lovely. Many of us look at a grilled cheese sandwich as a comfort food from childhood, so why not combine these two? Warnick came up with a mac and cheese recipe with garlic and truffles to stuff between slices of bread. Now you can eat mac and cheese with one hand and no utensils. Well, anybody can do that. Right? Who's Warnick? Oh, I came up with this idea to put macaroni and cheese in between two pieces of bread. I'm a damn genius because I don't have food in my beard. What? Macaroni and cheese burrito. How about that, Esmeralda?
See, again, too much.
Too much of the
tortilla
bread?
Tortilla and then pasta.
It's a lot of, that's a lot of starch.
Yeah, it seems too much for me.
An even easier way to eat mac and cheese with your hands is to simply scoop the stuff into a tortilla and make a burrito. It's a simple dish. How about ramac and cheese? Now, I think I know where we're going with this. You don't have to use traditional elbow macaroni or even shells to make mac and cheese. Ramen noodles will work. According to this tip from Serious Eats, the texture is different. So it's recommended that you put some crunch into it by broiling the top layer.
I could be on board with this one.
Ramac and cheese, and
I
you know,
love ramen.
Well, yeah, and ramen you can get 45 pounds of ramen for a nickel.
Oh yeah, I eat it raw.
I've had it raw. You ever
so
have the?
Good.
Oh, here's a question: Have you ever, Esmeralda? Have you ever had the burger that's on the ramen bun?
No, but I want.
Oh,
to.
Oh, it's good. It's so good. It's so good.
It's the burger of my dreams.
It's unbelievably good. And they cut the ramen cake into a circle. So it's shaped like a, you know, so it's, and then they put, and it's, they use like the ramen seasoning too.
Now, is it a bit of a mess?
Because
I imagine you bite into it and it just,
no,
bun
it doesn't.
Crumble.
Somehow, I can't remember. Gus brought it for me. He didn't make it. He was at like a burger, I don't know, fest or something. And he came straight from there, came here on the show, and he brought one for me. I can't remember who made it, but it was great. And it did not fall apart at all. And, you know, the ramen was a little bit crunchy, but it was really good. And it had, and they used the ramen seasoning, and that stuff is so salty and really tasty. And it complemented the, it was really terrific burger.
Mm.
Really terrific.
I think I might have to get a burger.
Yeah, I think so.
At some point.
You got to get a birthday burger.
Yeah.
All right. I got a couple more mac and cheese things for you, but we got a break for the news. When we come back, we'll do that. And then all of our regular features will begin to unroll right here on Friday on 720 WGN. See, now I know who this is. This is my boyfriend, JT. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, seventh floor of the Trib Tower. All of our regular stuff is coming up. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. And then we will launch into the Esmeralda Leon birthday edition of Fly Jams Friday. Esmeralda's 16 years old today.
And, I'm going to McKinsey. Oh, no, that would be 15.
You going to?
My sweet 16.
Are you going to go to Chuck E. Cheese's?
I'm going to go down that tube and eat some pizza.
Yeah, man.
Watch the Bernstein Bears or whatever they are.
Bernstein Bears?
What are those?
Berenstein. Berenstein.
Oh. Well, I've been saying that wrong
Bernstein.
All my life.
You've been saying the Bernstein Bears?
Pretty much. I mean, I guess whenever I have to say it, which is not that many times.
What are the Bernstein Bears?
It's an offshoot of the...
It's a Berenstein. See, they're bears, so it's Berenstein.
Oh.
See?
All right.
Not Bernstein. I'm just picturing the Bernstein Bears. Just, I mean, we were just a bunch of really crabby bears.
They're the neighbors.
Yeah, those Berensteins next door are too loud. They're out there all night growling and knocking honey over. I'm calling the cops again. And then the cop bears show up and go, "Hey, why do you keep calling us cop bears? We have other things to do."
Although I don't think those are the Berenstein Bears at the Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know.
No, they're not. That's Chuck E. It's Chuck E. Cheese. It's not.
No, but I'm thinking of like the animatronic.
Yeah, no, the Berenstein Bears are a thing, but they're not associated with Chuck E. Cheese, because Chuck E. Cheese is just a dude.
So it's the animatronic
Yeah, and it's not like the
robot band.
If you go there, the Pirates of the Caribbean won't be there either. It's not like all animatronic characters live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, but it's like the Jug Band or something. I haven't been in a while.
I don't know. I don't want. Now, why would I go to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Esmeralda's birthday.
Yeah.
Right?
For Esmeralda's birthday. Okay.
To my birthday,
all right, I'm sorry.
I
will come. Do you remember when they were trying to stop serving booze at the Chuck E. Cheese? There was like an effort to stop serving booze, and parents went nuts.
I mean, come on.
No, they went nuts.
Something.
They were like, you don't understand. We can't survive this place without booze. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, it's not fun. You have to have a parent or someone over 18, I believe.
Yeah, no, they just don't let kids run wild.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
Yeah.
The parents are going to be there.
No, the parents are there, and that's the thing.
You need something.
See, that's the thing. Like, if I go to your party, I don't drink anymore.
Well, you can have
pizza. So I might lose my mind with all the Bernstein Bears running around.
We'll give you a roll of quarters, and you can ride the fake horse out front.
There you go. Three in the ball pit.
This horse thing, man, I never should have said a word. I swear to God. All right. Two more mac and cheese recipes for you. You ready, birthday girl?
Yes.
Chocolate-covered mac and cheese.
No.
That was quick.
No.
Well, I didn't even get the sentence out of my mouth before you reacted.
Well, go on.
Dan at the Food in My Beard. Oh, Food in My Beard guy. This guy, what's with this guy?
Did he invent this because there was chocolate and there was mac and cheese in his beard?
In his beard. He went, oh, that's nice.
He just smushed it together and ate it.
Came across the chocolate mac and cheese at a restaurant and decided to recreate the experience in his own kitchen. You may feel better to know that it is not a sweet dish. It contains poblano peppers, bacon, and very dark chocolate.
Oh, okay.
With no added sugar. All right. So that sounds fine.
That's different.
Yeah. And dark chocolate is used a lot in Mexican, the kind of food that we all love, the Mexican food.
Right. So he's making kind of like, he's trying to do a mole.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Like a play on a mole. That's exactly. I was thinking he was just covering it with Hershey's chocolate.
That would be disgusting. How about a mac and cheese martini? The most bizarre version of mac and cheese ever is the mac and cheese martini. It's supposedly from Donovan's Prime Steakhouse restaurant. And it's not mentioned on the website, but it's the mac and cheese martini.
All right. What?
It does. That's all it says. There's no other details.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Just in jet. No.
Yeah, I agree with
maybe
you.
Maybe it just has a instead of olives. It's just one noodle.
One little noodle with a pimento in the middle of it.
I guess.
Peter says by text, the first and only time I had mac and cheese was when I was 23 years old. A couple of girls talked me into going to a 24-hour White Hen at 2 in the morning, and I was in my pajamas. I had no shame and possibly a few beers in me. I got home. They prepared it for me. It didn't make an impression because I haven't had any since.
He's on my side. Although I just never ate it because they never bought it.
Yeah.
But I never ate it even as an adult. I never thought, yeah, let's go try this mac and cheese stuff.
I get very nostalgic. I don't eat much Kraft macaroni and cheese anymore every once in a while, but I ate a lot when I was a kid. 630 Area Code says the Anvil Club in East Dundee has lobster mac and cheese. It's so delicious. The Grand Victoria Casino in Elgin has grilled lobster mac and cheese sandwich.
Are you going to the casino?
Can I tell you where they have fantastic lobster macaroni and cheese?
Where's that?
Fantastic United Center. In the suites.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you can get it at some spot. You know what I mean? But the only time I've ever had it was when I've been in the suites for Hawks games. And it's, oh, man. I think one time I knocked Bobby Hull over in order to get to the mac and cheese, in order to get to the lobster mac and cheese. I checked him into the boards so I could get to the mac and cheese.
Probably respected you after that.
No, he punched me right in the mouth.
Oh.
Here's Glenn on WGN. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. And happy birthday.
Thanks.
Not to you, but to you.
You know,
that didn't come out
screw
right.
Screw Nick.
Happy birthday.
All right.
If you want to try macaroni cheese, but you don't want a lot, Colonel Sanders, they have the best thing next to homemade mac and cheese.
They have, yes, they do. The KFC has good mac and cheese. If you're going to get sides at KFC. The mac and cheese, always a good one.
See, I'm a Popeye's person.
Yeah.
But you like the Popeye's. Popeye's
yeah.
doesn't have mac and
so
cheese.
So I'll have to go just for mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to stray from my Popeye's.
I gotcha. All right, Glenn, thanks. Yeah, that mac and cheese is good. But as I mentioned before, Esmeralda, and you said that you possibly had it, right around the corner from my house is Smoke.
Yeah, I think I did.
Which, their sides, everything at Smoke is phenomenal, from the brisket to the ribs to the chicken, everything.
It's all delicious.
It's an amazing place that it's very dangerous to live, you know, 1,200 feet from the place. But their mac and cheese is fantastic. It's fantastic. And they've got the crunchy bread, you know, the breadcrumb topping on top of it. Mm-hmm. And they're each baked in individual tins.
Yeah, I think I did have it.
Oh, it's so good.
A little square of it.
You know, and they have the little, like, it comes in a round, you know, tinfoil cup, and they bake them, but they bake them on a sheet with a water bath, so that it's even.
Slow.
Oh, it's so good.
Gentle.
God almighty. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoy some mac and cheese on your birthday.
I should try to find some. Yeah.
They'll have it at the library tonight.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think the theme is Chicago.
Yeah.
Stuff. So they, well. I don't think we're very famous for mac and cheese, are we?
Well, if we can put it on a damn pizza or a hot dog in this city.
Oh, maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Well, mac and cheese rules.